Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning and welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. We are live in the studio. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
So, you know, what some of the processes, we're going to talk about the process of putting long-term care plan in place today, but we were talking about this on the way over. There's just some things that we just really hate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, you know, think about like going to the dentist.
Yeah.
I've got
scheduling my cleaning.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've got good teeth, but I go in like clockwork every 6 months. And I was talking to my dentist and it's like, yeah, we had a lady in that hadn't been in 23 years to the dentist. And I was talking about all these problems that came up because mm-hmm. she procrastinated for so long. And then you think about buying a car. Like, you know, we're in the process of that it's been about a 3-year process so far.
It's been a discussion for a long time.
Trying to figure out like how to replace which cars and buy a car. But part of it for me is like, it's the whole process. I got to sell a car and title, then I got to go down and figure out what car I want. Got to sit down, you know, blah, 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 blah. So there's certain processes that we have to go through. And if we don't like them or we think they're going to be hard, what we do is we end up procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big ones is on our colleague right here on Cairo over on Sundays is Rick Gregorick, your partner-in-law. They talk about it all the time. The vast majority of people that don't have a will, have not done an estate plan, it's the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're dreading the process because, I got to get the paperwork together. I got to list out all my assets. I got to figure out who gets what.
Got to make those decisions.
Yeah. And so you just sit there and you say, man, I am just going to put this off. And it turns into procrastination. And then what happens? You know, you're prince and you die and you don't have a will.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is for us in the long-term care business. We get a call every single week from somebody whose wife has been diagnosed with something or their husband's been in an accident and now they need long-term care insurance. And they're like, we need to start the process. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's too late.
Yeah.
It is too late. And it's the same, yeah, same with your estate planning, right? And Rick Gregorick always talks about this all the time. If you are incapacitated, you're in a world of hurt because now you can't sign the legal documents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do the will. You can't do the trust. You can't do the reverse mortgage. You can't do any of this stuff if you're incapacitated. So we're going to talk today a little bit about the process, about our process, about putting a long-term care plan in place, because I think a lot of people dread the process.
Mm-hmm.
And they're confused about it. And maybe they, you know, I think about it, if you're shopping for anything, what do? Do I jump on the internet, plug in long-term care insurance? There's going to be like 10,000 sites that are mm-hmm. going to pop up. And all these people like, we'll send you 6 quotes today. In fact, I was just on one this weekend and I had emailed, took a screenshot and sent it over to a colleague of mine out in Atlanta. And we were laughing at it because they're offering these new hybrid and asset-based long-term care plans. And it's just a horrible site, you know, misspelled words, and they're describing the products completely wrong. But down at the bottom, they're like, put your information in here.
And get a quote.
And we're going to send you, we're going to FedEx you a package overnight full of all this valuable information. Well, think about that. The first thing I look at that is that gives me the heebie-jeebies putting mm-hmm. my information in that box.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
do it.
Who's that going to?
Yeah. So you start dreading that process because you know what's going to happen? Your email's going to light up. Your phone's going to light up. And it's going to be nonstop. And
mm-hmm.
it's the same with...
It's like car insurance or anything. If you go out and get a quote and you put your email in, oh, man.
Yeah.
Or your phone number, oof.
Yeah. So that's part of that process. And so what's very interesting for us, when we sat down and we're trying to help people with long-term care plans, we have a very, you know, thought out process. And this mm-hmm. came from my own experience of trying to put a plan in place for my mother. Because I went out there and I started looking for long-term care insurance after my father had passed away. And I'm telling you what, it was just a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always think about that. I always go back to when I was doing that. And that's why we've developed this process at 525 Advisors. And believe it or not, you've already taken the first step just by tuning into this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And
listening and educating yourself.
Yeah. And a lot of people say, well, how in the world can you have a weekly radio show about long-term care planning? I'm like, well, it's part of the education. It's the first step in the process. The idea of this show is to bring awareness to the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I cannot tell you. I wish that we could, you know, record some of the conversations that we have with prospects and our clients when they come in. the people that are putting a plan in place that are watching their parents just burn through their entire estate and watching the strain on their family members.
Mm-hmm.
And we try
or just
to,
why they believe in long-term care insurance in general.
Yeah, and we try to share our stories, but then we also get the calls of the people that are, wow, they've been diagnosed with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a balance issue. We've got this. We've got that. And guess what? You thought you were just fine till last year, and now the writing's on the wall. You're going to need some assistance in the future. And guess what? Now it's too late. You waited too long. You procrastinated. So now the process, the dentist can't fix your teeth. They got to pull them all out,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be wearing dentures. I mean, that's to me, that's the Medicaid route, right?
Yeah.
You lose all your teeth, and it's like, it's gone. So the very first step that we're going to talk about here is just educate yourself. And so we do two things, really, the radio show every week, which mm-hmm. you guys are tuned into. And then the second thing we do are the classes. And we do a couple classes every single month. And they are just that. They are classes. In fact, we just had one Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I want to also shout out to our website, because you can actually go on and read our reviews from people who have taken the time and gone through our process and put a plan in place. And the reviews kind of, they show how it's a comfortable environment when you come to these classes.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point, we are not trying to sell anything. We're here to help people design a plan for them.
Yeah.
So it's you know, we've put a lot of work into putting that information out there. So a lot of people who can't make it to our classes, they actually learn a lot on our website. When you go just to 525longtermcare.com, and there's a start here button,
mm-hmm.
that kind of walks you through everything that we talk about in our classes.
Yeah, it's a great way to do it. And then if you see right there on the homepage, you're going to see our upcoming classes that we have. And so we've got two scheduled for May right now. We're going to be jumping out to May. And the first one we have is on Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. That is our basic long-term care planning class. And what these classes start out with is they start out with just the basic information. What is long-term care? How mm-hmm. is it different than medical care? What does it pay for? Where does it pay for care? How do you get your money? What triggers a claim?
Mm-hmm.
The different types of plan. What's the difference between one of these new asset or hybrid-based plans versus a traditional plan? What's the state partnership plan? What's the pension protection plan? And we're going to walk you through all this stuff, and then we're going to show you examples of how long-term care planning stacks up next to Medicaid planning, how that stacks up to self-insuring and what's at risk. And so we walk you through this process in the class, and then everybody gets a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, and you take that with you. It has all that information in it, has a glossary, has a lot more examples in it. And then, so that class is Saturday, May 18th. That's our basic, what we call our just basic long-term care planning class. It kicks off at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 18th. Then our following class is on Monday, the 20th. That's at 10 a.m. And that's an asset-based class. So that's the class we just had Thursday.
Mm-hmm. That's where we really just go through these new programs in depth.
Yeah, the difference on that is that we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about the traditional long-term care insurance. We're going to talk about these new asset-based plans that are designed to pay you back either way, meaning mm-hmm. that if I don't use this long-term care insurance, there's a bucket of money that's going to go back to my estate. However, if I need long-term care insurance, what I've done, the reason why I have it is because now I have this big bucket of money, this leverage, so to speak. I have a lifetime benefit of long-term care insurance, which is really going to put a stopgap on me spending my money down and protect my estate. So it's really kind of more about, you know, what do you want your legacy to be? That's really what these asset-based plan classes are for. Because if you've got $1 million and the financial advisor saying you're fine, you should probably be okay, just go ahead and self-insure, that's, you want to come to one of these
yeah.
asset-based classes. And you're going to learn a lot of stuff about like some of these great plans. We have a lot of examples on different ways you can fund them in a lump sum or over time or a combination of both. Or using a 1035 exchange. And we talk about all those different ways to set up and fund one of these plans. And so that's our asset-based class on May 20th. And again, all that information is available at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our first break right now. And when we come back, we're going to spend some time about the process on how you put a plan in place. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on May 1st.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class May 1st at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Saturday morning, we're live in the studio. So, you know, a lot of people that come to our class, they always want to know about the process, and which is a very valid question because it's kind of interesting. You know, we have the radio show, and then we suggest if you can come to the class, it's in Bellevue. If not, you know, we understand that we have listeners all up and down the coast here, yeah. The Sound area, but what we
state, really.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're saying, hey, if you can come to a class, great. If not, go to the website, pick through that. We've got a lot of information on there. But the process is crucial when you're doing some long-term care planning. And the first thing we always tell everybody is educate yourself,
mm-hmm.
You know, because otherwise you're going to get sold something.
Exactly. And we are just not, the kind of agency that's just going to send out quotes. We just don't do that.
People call us up and say, how much long-term care insurance costs? I'm like, I don't know. How much does the car cost? Really? Mm-hmm. You know, that's just not a starting question. We have to educate ourselves and find out about what we're trying to do. So our process, educate yourself, the radio show, that's the first step. Second step, if you can, is come to one of our classes. And you're always going to find those on the homepage of our website. We don't make you search around for those. Just go to 525longtermcare.com, sign up. The classes are free, and they are classes. You don't get to sign up for anything at the class. And a lot of times we'll go through the whole class, and people will be sitting there. It's like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. You know, grab your book and go.
And you can ask your questions, which is the biggest part of the class, because then you can really get kind of deep into the subject.
Yeah, and so that's generally the format there is educate yourself. So I see number one process is educate yourself. Now, be careful when you're out there on the websites. You're going to see a lot of opinions, right, mm-hmm. about long-term care. And that's not true. That's not what we mean by education. What we're really saying is understand what long-term care is. Understand what the actual – how it's different than medical insurance and why you need it and what it pays for and where it pays for care and all those kind of things. The second part of the thing that once we go through that basic education route, the next thing we're going to do when we sit down with you is we're going to start with what we call a pre-screen form.
Which this is vital. I mean, this is just the first step in actually, you know, getting the process of putting a plan in place together. And this is – our pre-screen form is actually on our website. So if you've ever been there, you can see that. But it has a lot of questions that just kind of guide us through your health situation. Because long-term care insurance, you do have to go through underwriting for. You have to be healthy enough to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have a lot of, you know, we have some people who think, oh my gosh, I'm just not healthy enough. I'm taking blood pressure medication. I don't think I'm healthy enough. You know, and then we have the other people who are really unhealthy and have very limited options.
Yeah, so they've got a lifetime of problems. And I'll tell you, people, think about it this way. It's like the analogy for me with a mortgage background is it's like credit.
Mm-hmm.
If I look at somebody and they have had perfect credit and then they had a little blip and then they're back to good credit again and you say, well, what happened there? It's like, well, you know, I was in a horrible car wreck. I missed 6 months of work. I fell a little behind and now I'm caught up. You're like, okay. And that's the same thing. Like, so if you have cancer, you know, and mm-hmm. you have a little bout with cancer, it doesn't mean you're uninsurable. It's just they're going to look at it. It's like, man, this person's really healthy. They had cancer. They got treatment. Now they're back to healthy. That's fine. But when we see somebody that's got ongoing problems and they've got 300 pages of medical records, that's kind of extreme. And mm-hmm. so the people look at that, the insurance companies look at that and say, well, you know what? This person's never had a healthy streak. And so if we insure them, they are going to file a claim ASAP. And you don't get insurance when the house is on fire. That's not what the insurance companies are trying to do. So the importance of the pre-screen, I want to talk about that for a second because we've had so many clients that will come in and their advisor, they applied for long-term care insurance and they never went through the pre-screen. They mm-hmm. never went through the health information until the phone interview, which is during the application process, and then they got declined.
Exactly. Yeah. So the whole point of the pre-screening process from our point of view is it's between the client and basically me. Mm-hmm. So it's a confidential thing. And what I do is I anonymously go out and make sure I know exactly which options would be the best to apply for. So mm-hmm. before we're even applying, we're making sure that you have a really good chance of getting approved with that company.
Yeah, so we have an example of this is we had some prospects come in and they sat down with us and they had quotes from a particular company and the husband was taking gabapentin to mm-hmm. manage some pain in his back, which is common. Well, gabapentin is an automatic turn down with this particular company that they were applying for. Now, company B will accept gabapentin yeah. when it's used for pain, like that pain management mm-hmm. under certain amounts of the dosage. And so it's just a classic example like that. They apply to the wrong company, they get turned down, and then that information is the medical information board. All it says is you applied for long-term care insurance and you were turned down. And so there's a lot of companies that will, it's the first thing they ask, have you been turned down for long-term care insurance in the last 2 years? And if it's a yes, guess what? They're not even going to accept your application. They're mm-hmm. like, I don't want somebody else's turn down. So that's why Madeline, you know, she stresses this, and it is we will not even talk with our clients until we have that pre-screen information, and you have to be open and honest with us because we're here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if you try to hide something from us, guess what? It's going to come up. It's going to come up, and then and once you're turned down then, maybe it's something that we could have wrote a cover letter on and explained and got you approved. But if it's a surprise to the underwriters, they're going to say, okay, you didn't talk about this in the phone interview. You didn't put this in the application. We found out from your medical records that you have this, this, or this.
Yeah.
Now it's a turn down and they're not even going to move forward with you because you
omitted information.
That's right. You got to be open and honest. So again, step one, education. Step two, we start with what we call a pre-screen form. And folks, I cannot tell you it is vital. It is the most important thing we do. Most advisors won't do it because they don't want to spend the time on it. They don't want to waste that energy doing it.
Yeah, and I will tell you the other thing that the pre-screen does is not only does it tell us what options you have, but it tells us what kind of underwriting you're going to go through when we submit the application.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're sitting down and designing a plan and you're saying, well, what kind of underwriting am I going to go through? then we can say, well, based on your health, mm-hmm. it's probably just going to be a phone interview.
Yep.
Or they are going to actually come out and do a face-to-face exam with you and get medical records.
Yeah.
So that's something that I can kind of let you know before we submit the application.
Yeah, and it helps you prepare. So it's just crucial. So again, the pre-screen is it's on our website. We always start with that with our clients, and it's just a way for you to tell us a little bit about your current health situation, what medications you're taking, do you have any procedures coming up. And again, that doesn't mean that you're going to be declined, but what it says is like, oh yeah, you're in physical therapy, you're in your last couple of weeks, we're going to, okay, let's wait. Like we just had one yesterday. The guy had, he had to go back in for his cardiologist. The doctor mm-hmm. gave him the clean bill of health, and now we're ready to go with move forward with the application. If we would have submitted a month ago, it would have been a problem
mm-hmm.
because he still had
exactly.
to go in. So that's why we start there. This after the pre-screen form, we're going to get that information. The next step that we do in the process, and we're talking about the process of putting a long-term care plan in place if you're just tuning in, we basically call it the conversation. And what I mean by that is I'm going to pick up the phone or you're going to come to our office, whatever's easier, and we're going to sit down and we're just going to have a conversation. We're not going to start crunching numbers at this point. What I want to know in the conversation is I want to know about you. Tell me about your family. How close are you? Do you have three daughters and you all live on the same property and they're all going to pitch in and take care of you? Great. Do you have three boys like my mom that are spread all over the country? Why is that important? Because families usually involved in long-term care situations to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is mitigate risk and bring in help when we need it. But if maybe I have a certain support level of help, right? Or do you even want your kids to be involved? That's part of the conversation that we have. And then also it's like family structure is number one. But number two, what's your income like? Do you have pension? Do you have social, you know, I mean, everybody has social security coming, right? But what's your social security? What's your pension? What's your guaranteed income versus I'm relying on my retirement accounts and mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the market does good. So what we're looking for is how is your income structured? And then assets. Let's talk about assets. How much of those assets are in retirement accounts? How much of those assets are liquid? Is it a rental property? Because the one mistake that people make in long-term care planning is you have to understand assets don't pay for long-term care. Income does.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you can have $2 million in your retirement account, but you've got to convert that to income and pay the taxes on it. Or what if it's a rental property? How do you convert that to liquid income, right? It's so we look at that structure. What, how does that make sense? And another question that I always ask is the legacy. What do you want out of your estate? You have all these assets. Where do you really want that money to go? Now, if you just really don't care, it's like I'm saved to pay for long-term care. Maybe you don't need long-term care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want an endowment to go to a university or a charity, or you want to help your kids or your grandkids, or you want to fund a trust for something, let's talk about that legacy planning, because that's what long-term care does, is it makes sure that we protect your estate. We protect your future plans. And then after that conversation, this is the big step. Now we're going to sit down and we're going to say, okay, it makes sense to move forward. Let's design a plan. And out of that plan, there's two key parts. Number one, what benefit do we want? How much mm-hmm. money do I want? So we talk about that long-term care as a bucket of money, and I'm going to get a monthly benefit. So do I want $6,000 a month? Do I want $8,000? Do I want $10,000?
How much of a pay raise is really going to help me in that time of need?
Yeah. So how do we decide this? Well, everybody say, well, what's the cost of long-term care? It's like, I don't know. You might mm-hmm. need 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, or you might need 24/7 in a memory clinic. So
yeah.
There's a wide, wide range. But that's where we go back to that beginning conversation. What's your income? What's your asset? How much are you willing to risk at that? Now, there are some limits on the design of the plans. You can't go out and get $50,000 a month, but you can get, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $8,000, $6,000. You can put inflation riders on them. So we're going to talk to you about the design of a plan and how long do you want that plan to last. Most of our clients are lifetime benefits. That's what I have on my plan because, you know what, I'm getting in case the whole house burns down. I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to go with the national average of 3 or 4 years of claim. I want more than 4 years of coverage. That's what insurance does. It insures against catastrophic events. But maybe you just want 2 years of coverage. You design that. You're in control of that. And then the last step that we're going to do is it's going to be, how do I pay for this plan?
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you can walk in with a lump sum, but I might look at your situation and say, so you've got this rental property and you have an LLC and they're like, yeah, it's business income. I'm looking at their tax returns and say, okay, I want to peel a portion of this lump sum off and put it out over 10 years because you can deduct that.
Exactly.
And that's going to give you some tax advantage. Or, oh, you have access to a health savings account. or you have a retirement account, we can just do an IRA rollover to fund this portion of it. Hey, look at this annuity or look at this life insurance you have. We can do a 1035 exchange. So the funding of it, it's not about just writing a check or setting up a monthly payment or coming in with a lump sum. It's like, let's go through the process and figure this out. A lot of people say, I want the lump sum option. And by the time they leave my office, they're doing maybe a smaller lump sum and 10 payments because there are some distinct tax advantages to funding that plan. And one thing that a lot of advisors don't even realize is that long-term care insurance, you can deduct part of those premiums. It still gives you the benefit back tax-free. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with life insurance or disability. So it's really a lot that goes into that. We're going to head into our second break here. And when I come back, I want to show you how we set up one of our most popular plans using a retirement account to fund a long-term care plan. We'll be right back.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on May 1st.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class May 1st at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And thanks for tuning in to Long Term Care Radio. We are in the studio live on the Saturday morning. And if you missed the first half of the show here, we're talking about our process on how to put a long-term care plan in place. And folks, I will tell you, it is crucial. You've got to put a little bit of time into it, but we understand it. It's nobody wants to necessarily go through the process of doing a lot of things. But when you start procrastinating, the downside in long-term care planning is you become uninsurable like that, just overnight.
You can't wait too long.
And we lose two or three clients every single year between the application process and the approval time because something happens, you know, a fall, an accident, a diagnosis. And we just, you know, had somebody that went in and they were diagnosed with cancer and they just thought they had the flu and it was like they were fine up to that point. So we're trying to really say the best time to put a long-term care plan in place is when you're healthy. We've created a process that starts with education. We're going to talk to you. We're going to walk through, find out about you, and then we're going to really design a custom plan for you. And that's really what we do. And this week, we are going to talk about a client of the week using our most popular plan, which is funding an asset-based long-term care plan using a retirement account or an IRA or a 401k. And we do more of this than just about anybody in the country. It's a little bit more of a complex setup, which I think is why a lot of advisors just ignore it. But, I mean, it's painless for the clients. And here's an example this week. Our client of the week is Brandon, who is 70, and Gail, who is 62. And here's the deal. Like most retirees, a lot of them out there, especially in the Puget Sound area, a lot of the Boeing people, for instance, they have a VIP account. They've got a pension. They've got Social Security. We see this with teachers. We see a lot of people that have been frugal. They've worked hard. They've saved. And now they're coming up on 70, Brandon's 70. Now he is facing the RMD gauntlet, so to speak, which is the required minimum distributions. So Uncle Sam says, look, you got $1 million in your retirement account. You haven't paid any taxes on that. You're 70. Now you have to start pulling that money out, and you have to pull it out on this schedule at this rate. And so you go in and you put in your age and the RMD calculator says, okay, you got to pull out $39,000 this year. You got to pull out $24,000, whatever that number is. And you have to pull that money out. That counts as income, and it's taxed as income. Now, here's the other problem. If I'm holding off to get my maximum Social Security at age 70, right? So I'm living off my pension. I'm living off my savings. My house is paid for. I'm doing good. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting $3,000 a month of income from Social Security, and I got to pull out another $3,000 or $4,000 a month of RMDs. Guess what? My income just went up by $84,000, which pushes us into a higher tax bracket, and off we go. So that's very common. So what we do, what we did here for Brandon and Gail is, you know, they came to us, they had, you know, they actually had great assets and it was pretty diverse in the sense that they had some rental income and things like that, but he had this huge chunk of money setting in his retirement accounts in IRAs. And he said, what do I do with this? If I take a lump sum out of it, I got to count it as income and tax. And I said, well, here's what we do for our clients. We're going to take a lump sum out of that IRA, but what we're going to do is we're going to spread the taxes out over 20 years. And folks, this is so powerful because it doesn't change your required minimum distributions. And what that means is if I don't set up this plan, if Brandon just keeps his money where it is, he's got to pull out the same amount of required minimum distributions. What we're going to do is reposition a chunk of this money into another bucket with the insurance company. What they're simply doing is taking this money and putting it in an IRA. And they're making withdrawals from that over 20 years to technically fund the long-term care insurance plan.
And count towards your RMDs.
That's right. And so you don't know about that. Essentially, what you're doing is you're buying a long-term care plan. So this is how we designed this plan. We took a single deposit of $237,000. That was a rollover from his IRA. So we just rolled it over, $237,000 out of his IRA into the insurance company. Now, what that provided for him was $400,000 guaranteed benefit. What that is a death benefit. So that's structured to say if he dies, if Gail and Brandon die tomorrow, $400,000 goes back to the estate. That's a high number. But remember, we just put $237,000 of taxable money into this account that would be count as a distribution if he died tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have a higher death benefit. So the estate's always going to net more money back than what you put in. That $237,000 is always going to be there. The cash value, if you surrender, is always going to be there. So we're just repositioning that money from one bucket to another bucket. Now, what that does is it allows us to put a continuation of benefits rider for long-term care. This is where the IRS says this is a linked benefit plan, meaning we are linking one asset with long-term care insurance. So they're going to have a lifetime benefit of $12,046 a month per person. Think about this. They go on claim. Tomorrow, they got $144,000 per person tax-free for long-term care insurance.
Every year.
right? And we're going to buy that long-term care benefit, that lifetime benefit. You can do that in a lump sum as well, too. But here's the thing. Gail is self-employed, and she has the option to write off some of this premium basically from the business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking about in the design process. They could have just walked in and given me a check for $322,000 and had the lifetime benefit of $144,000 per person for life. They could have done that, just one check. But I said, I don't want you to do that. I'm going to move this $237,000 out of Brandon's IRA because now we can spread the taxes out over 20 years, and he's got to pull money out of that anyway. And I go, and what I want to do with this other portion is you to write these premiums off out of the business. So she can write these premiums off. It's 10 annual premiums of $97.32. She can deduct $94.90 this year of that. Mm-hmm. So almost 100% of it. Next year, that number is going to go up a little bit because IRS adjusts that every year. And that's the portion that I can deduct out of a business or pay out of a health savings account. And so you want to take advantage of that because in their tax bracket, it's basically going to lower that premium by about 25%. So it's cheaper for them to make a deposit and 10 payments than it is to just walk in with a lump sum. So I just love this plan because here's what's going to happen. Think about this. They go on claim they're covered. They have a lifetime benefit for two people. It's just wonderful. But here's what happens for Brandon. On that 1099-R, he's going to get every single year that's going to count towards his required minimum distributions. That's going to be a $15,000, $466 RMD. So what he's looking at is, let's just say he's got $1 million and he's got to pull out $36,000 this year. Well, he's going to say, well, guess what? I'm already pulling out 15 because technically what the insurance company is doing is moving that $15,000 on their books into the long-term care plan, so to speak. The rest of the money is technically still sitting in an IRA, just like it never left his retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it happens to be on the books of the insurance company. So it's such a win-win here because he's looking at this going, great, I get to put my RMDs to work. I get this automatic leverage. I turn $237,000 into $400,000 day one. But should I need long-term care, I have an unlimited lifetime benefit for me and for Gail. And look at him. Gail's 8 years younger than him. And so what he's really worried about is what happens if he goes into a long-term care situation for 5 or 6 or 7 years,
mm-hmm.
has a stroke. And she is so much younger than him that she's probably going to live longer. And he's like, I don't want her to, number one, have to worry about what assets to sell. I don't want her to have to go through any of that. I just want to be able to flip a switch and know that she has this stream of income coming in to pay for long-term care. And folks, this plan, I mean, think about it. They are going to put in a total over 10 years of $334,000. They're going to get to deduct about $90,000 of that for medical expenses, basically, because she's self-employed. The $237,000 is just going to be spread out over 10 years. That's money that he has to pull out anyway out of his IRA.
Yeah, but now he can pull out less from his IRA to leave that money in there to be growing income.
Yeah, and here's the beauty of this. Think about it. What people have to wrap their mind around this when we structure using retirement accounts, and this is why it's our most popular plan for people coming up, mid-60s to 70 because they're facing that RMD. What happens here is if you don't put this plan in place, you still have to pull this money out. You still have to pull out your required minimum distributions. But guess what? Now I'm in long-term care. I've got to pull out all this money. I've got to pay all this taxes on it, and I'm just burning down my assets. Where if he goes into long-term care tomorrow, he's covered. He's got $144,000 that's coming in tax-free, $12,000 a month. I mean, it's unbelievable for a $237,000 investment.
And this is a lot of numbers for the radio, but this is, again, why we do these classes.
I'm just warming up. I got a lot more.
He just had some coffee, folks.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, this is why we do these classes, because you can really come in and see this in person and really ask us any questions, because I'm bet anyone listening at home is going, wait a second, what?
Yeah.
So, I have some questions.
So here's the bottom line. I'm going to use a retirement account to fund this plan. I'm going to use some business income to fund part of this plan. I'm going to deduct it. The worst case scenario, I put $334,000 into this, but I do get some tax deductions. I'm guaranteed to get at least $400,000 back out of the plan, even
no matter
if I don't
what.
Use the plan. But should I need long-term care, I can pull out $288,000 a year because I get $12,000 a month for me, $12,000 a month for my wife. We can pull out to $288,000 a year for unlimited amount of time. Folks, the average claim is 4 years. Average claim from an insurance company. This plan is just, it's a moneymaker if they end up in long-term care. And if they don't, guess what? They still didn't lose any money.
Yeah, it's still their asset.
You know, if you leave the money in the market, what happens if the market goes down 30 or 40%? And that's why a lot of our clients are looking at it saying, you know what? I'm going to peel 10 or 20% of my retirement account off because we've had a good run, and I'm going to stick it in this bucket over here because now I get the leverage of insurance, but I'm never going to lose that money.
It's safety and a guarantee.
And here's the thing about that 237 that came out of his IRA. If I go out 20 years, the guaranteed minimum value of that, if I just surrender and say, hey, I want my money back, is $267,000. He only put 237 in. That's not a great return, but folks, that's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter if the market's down 50%. Yeah. He's going to get that money back if he needs it. So again, that's what we're doing with Client of the Week. We design these plans and we want to look at your situation and what's the most efficient way to fund it. And this is just a fantastic plan that's going to cover two people for a lifetime. And there's a lot of these examples on our website at 525longtermcare.com as well too. We're going to head into our final break, and when we come back, I've got a question of the week from Carl over in Bellevue. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Certified long-term care planning specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything, and it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Yeah, just way apart. You know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And thanks for tuning in with us. Today we're talking about the process of how you put a plan in place. And the number one thing we just love everybody to do is sign up for one of our classes. We put a lot of effort into those, and we have two coming up in May 18th, which is a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And then we have, that's just our regular long-term care planning class. And, you know, you're going to learn about the asset-based, traditional, everything else. So if Saturdays work for you, you're not going to miss out on that plan, on that class. And then the Monday class, we just really gear that. That's Monday, May 20th. That's a 10 a.m. start. The weekday classes, that's going to be focused on the asset-based or these hybrid-based plans like the client of the week that we just had. We're going to spend a little bit more time just going over examples on those. And they're both going to give you the same book, The Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, which is just packed full of information in a very usable, easy format. We've gotten a lot of good reviews on that. And no, we don't sell that book, and we don't mail it out, and we don't give extra books out there. It's just, it's our, kind of our gift for people that are being their own advocate, taking the time to come to a class and sit down and learn. We say, great, here you go. It's your reward because it helps us help you. And it just makes the conversation, you know, so much easier when we start.
Yeah, it's really the best way to start. Yeah.
And again, the best part about the class is, like you always say, it's the questions from the other people come. Because you're going to come up, I sit down with you one-on-one, you may not know the questions to ask, but somebody else, because of their experiences, will say, what about this or what about that? And then you're going to say, oh, I never even thought of that. And so that's what we really, really like, bringing that group of people together, because it's just, it helps everybody. So under, you sign up at our website, 525longtermcare.com, right there under upcoming events, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. And again, that's another way for you to shoot a question in. If you're listening, we get people from all over the sound area. This week, we get a question from Carl over in Bellevue. And Carl wants to know, he says, can I use my plan more than once? And what happens if I only need care for a short period of time and then I heal up? Right? So this is a great question, because I buy this long-term care insurance plan. Now, I go out and get in a car wreck and break, you know, 72 bones in my body.
Oh, gosh.
And it takes 2.5 years for me to heal up, right? I'm in a long-term care situation, but then I'm back to running my 5 miles a day and I'm feeling good. What happens to your long-term care insurance plan? And a lot of people ask this question, do I lose the coverage? You know, I had this bucket of money that gives me an unlimited lifetime benefit, but I only need 2 years. What happens to it? Well, I want you to think about this. It's a lifetime pension. You can pull money out of that pension whenever you need care.
And you can turn it on and turn it
off. That's right.
As you need.
Yeah. And,
it,
and if you have a policy, Carl, in place, and you only use 2 years of it, even if it's a limited bucket of money. So let's say you have 5 years of coverage and you use 2.5 years of coverage. Well, that other 2.5 years is going to sit there and it's going to continue to grow with the inflation rider if you have that. And you can use it when you're 95, when you're 88, it doesn't matter. That's the power of the lifetime benefit, is you will never run out of that policy. Now, if I have a 4-year policy, I'm in a horrible accident, or I'm diagnosed with an aggressive cancer and I survive, but I'm in a 4-year claim and I burn through my long-term care insurance, then I come out of that, I might be uninsurable and I might not have any long-term care insurance when I'm older, right? When I age into a situation.
But again, that's why we work with a lot, like a lot of our plans are that lifetime benefit, so that we just know that if you end up getting in an accident when you're younger, you can still have a benefit later on down the road.
Yeah. So we had a client, for example, that fell down, broke her hip, and in her 50s, and she got a, she had surgery. And she was okay, and then she got an infection from that surgery, and then that ended up putting her in a rehab situation for 10 months. So she had to go to a rehab center or a nursing home because she couldn't get up and down her stairs. So her long-term care plan kicked in and would pay for that 10 months. And then she's healed up. She doesn't need the help anymore. Well, then that long-term care plan is going to be there for future use. So the buckets of money, I describe long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. It's a bucket of cash, tax-free to you when you need it. But what happens is it stays there. It doesn't expire. So even if I do have a limited plan, like I have a traditional plan that has a 4-year coverage, and then we just put my lifetime asset-based plan in this last month, so I've got these two plans going right now. But even on my 4-year plan, if I only use a year or two of it now, the rest of the money stays in that bucket to grow, and it's going to be there for me to use. The thing I love about the lifetime benefit and the reason why I switched over is because now I don't have to worry about any of it. Yeah, I'm going to get help when I need it. And the people that have lifetime benefits are more likely to turn their policies on when they need help versus trying to save their policy.
Mm-hmm. Waiting until they think they actually really need it, but then they're in a worse quality of life.
Yeah, so let's put Carl's situation in there. Carl, you go out there, you get hit by the King County bus, and you need somebody to come in 2 hours a day, 3 days a week for physical therapy and light housekeeping and dressing or whatever it is, right? Well, you might be looking at that if you have a four-year plan saying, well, I'm going to save this. You know, I'm only 60. I'm going to save this, and I'll just pay for this care myself. Or I might have my family members come over and try to do some of this work for me. And so what we find is that people don't get the best quality of care that they need when they do that mm-hmm. versus, hey, I've got a lifetime benefit. I'm going to flip that switch. I'm going to get those 2 hours a day, those 3 days a week by some skilled professionals that know what they're doing and make my quality of life just great.
Mm-hmm. And really get back to healed up.
And I'm not worried about running out of insurance. And so that's a great question. And if you have a question for us, go to our website, 525longtermcare.com, and submit a question. We will pick through those and always try to read one. And again, the top rated local down at the bottom of the page in the corner is what Madeline was talking about.
Yeah, those are our reviews. And those are all the top rated local actually verifies clients. So those are all our actual clients that have left those reviews. And the thing I love about it is most of them, they have that undertone of relief. You know, mm-hmm. I put a plan in place and now I'm relieved. I don't have to worry about my kids being burdened. I don't have to worry about dipping into my own assets to pay for long-term care. I don't have to worry about ending up on the Medicaid system.
Yeah, now let's talk about relief. I'm sitting on the beach, just put my umbrella in, getting ready to watch the sun set down over the water. My phone rings and says, oh, Brian, by the way, your homeowner's insurance expired yesterday. We never received payment on that, so you don't have any coverage on your house. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and say, okay, well, I just got here. I'll be back in a week. I'll come in and see you and get it taken care of. Or are you going to run up to the hotel room and get your credit card and pay it?
Make sure it hasn't lapsed yet.
You're going to go up and pay it. And you're going to pay that thing. And then the guy's going to be like, okay, yeah, I got coverage back in place. What are you going to do? You're going to be like, great. Yeah. I'm relieved. And now the odds of your house burning down are slim to none. But the thing with long-term care is the same way. By getting that plan in place, go through the process, which we talked about today. Quit procrastinating. Get the plan in place while you're healthy. Mm-hmm. Because what you're doing right now, if you're waiting, is in the back of your mind, you got to be thinking about this. It's not whether I, you know, the cost or anything else, it's your health. That's the biggest factor of the plan. I could be diagnosed with something tomorrow and now I'm uninsurable. I could get hit in a car accident and end up in physical therapy and now I can't go through with putting my plan in place.
You can even go in for your regular annual physical and then all of a sudden your creatine levels come back off or your liver enzymes come back off and now you have to wait until your doctor figures out what's going on for you to be insurable.
Yeah, lots of stuff on that. So, you know, and we have some clients right now. I mean, we're going on 3 years. You know, throw Chuck under the bus. I mean, it's like every other month he like falls
They're
off
close.
A bike or does something. And we have to be like, okay, we got to get healed up from that. And so the point is, yeah, you want to do it while you're healthy. And today we're talking about the process. If you missed the beginning of the show, you can always go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Just click on the Cairo Radio podcast or you can get the Cairo Radio app. We have another show at 9 o'clock as well, too, that you can jump on and catch the first part of this show. Again, you can get that information on our website. And again, sign up for our class May 18th at 9 a.m. That's a Saturday. And then Monday, May 20th at 10 a.m. is an asset-based class. All that information is on our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We will be back next week with another show. And hopefully everybody has a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Nice weather.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.